Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into Think Like a UX Researcher by David Travis and Philip Hodgson. So Sophie, this one felt like a mindset shift, not just a methods book. Have you read it?
I have, and I'm so glad we're talking about it. The core idea is that great products come from great research, and great research starts with thinking like a researcher, which means curiosity and humility over certainty.
Right. The authors say your own intuitions about people are often wrong. You have to go out, observe, talk, and test your assumptions.
Exactly. And they structure it around the whole research lifecycle, but they're honest that real research is messy. It rarely follows a neat script.
Yeah. The planning part is where I took notes. They separate research objectives from research questions. Objectives are broad hopes, while questions are specific and answerable things that guide your data collection. Vague questions lead to interesting but useless data.
That distinction is subtle but huge. I've definitely collected data that looked great but didn't move the project forward.
Then they get into stakeholder management, which most research books ignore. Research is political, and your findings only matter if you align people around the goals.
Absolutely. It's about influencing decisions, not just producing insights. That requires building relationships.
Right. And when it comes to methods, they offer a framework instead of menu. Do you need exploratory or evaluative knowledge? And is the context naturalistic or controlled?
So a field study works for real-world behavior, and a usability test works for specific prototype problems.
Yes, that framework stops you from defaulting to your favorite technique. Now, the art of asking questions. They say even professional researchers are bad at this.
We ask leading questions, hypothetical ones, and closed ones that limit depth. All of those bias the answers.
They suggest open-ended questions that invite real experiences, plus gentle probing and active listening. I tried that at dinner last week, and my brother talked for 20 minutes.
That's the magic. They also cover recruiting, and they're honest that finding the right people is the hardest part.
You need actual target users, not whoever is easiest. They even talk about no-shows and cancellations.
Then there's analysis. A lot of projects die there because collecting data is easier than making sense of it.
They recommend coding and finding patterns together as a team. Collaborating on analysis also reduces individual bias.
Yes, and once you have insights, you still have to communicate them. The authors say brilliant research is worthless if it doesn't influence decisions.
Exactly. So they push storytelling. You make findings memorable and persuasive without losing accuracy.
And they take ethics seriously. Participants are human beings, not data points. You need consent, confidentiality, and the courage to push back when stakeholders want favorable results.
That part really landed. They also say the most important research tool is yourself. Empathy and self-awareness matter just as much as any method.
Right.
And they introduce this idea of research debt. Skipping research today creates problems you'll deal with later, usually at greater cost.
So research is an investment, not an expense. That changes how you argue for it.
They also push for research and design to work as one integrated loop, not a handoff. Research informs design, and design generates hypotheses to test.
And when you're building something brand new with no existing users, they suggest studying analogous domains or doing generative research with potential users.
That keeps innovation grounded in real behavior instead of guesswork.
They also reject the split between qualitative and quantitative work.
Yes, and they cover remote research, which is so relevant now. You can do interviews and usability tests remotely, but building rapport takes more effort.
So true. Plus, they highlight diversity. Narrow samples lead to products that don't work for everyone, and that's both an ethical and a business problem.
Absolutely. And they even frame research as a driver of innovation, not a bottleneck. Observation can uncover unmet needs that brainstorming never would.
Finally, they teach you to communicate uncertainty honestly. Admitting limitations actually makes your findings more credible.
Totally. So all in all, this book is really about becoming a better observer of people, and that changes how you see the world.
I also love that they address the emotional side of research. The anxiety of recruiting and the disappointment when your favorite idea fails are completely normal.
That's so validating. They make it clear that you're not just a technician, you're a human being learning about other human beings.
And that's why they say the researcher's mindset matters more than any tool. If you're not curious and humble, the best method won't save you.
Right.
That's why this book works for anyone, not just UX professionals. It's really about how to understand people better.
Exactly. And that's what I'm taking with me.
That's a perfect summary. And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app. There are more than 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language, and it starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. Infographics are available on many titles too. At its heart, Think Like a UX Researcher reminds us that great products grow out of genuine curiosity about the people we're building for, and that's something we can all practice every day. We'll see you in the next one.